break and come back and take a look at the lineups here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown's Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by day or week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown's Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. The Fireside Lounge, meet your friends at a great place for drinks. They offer a friendly atmosphere, large game room, 5 TVs, and open at 11 a.m. That's Fireside Lounge, located on West 7th Street in Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate, in addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate, it's the connection that makes the difference. They're located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Welcome back here to Adair KC High School. This is Class 1A Region 8 semifinal action here on KJN, AM 1220, FM 101.1. You can listen on the web tonight at KJN.com. You can also catch it on the go if you download the free KJAN app, either in the Google Play or the iTunes Store, if you have an iPhone or an Android-based phone. So listen in those ways. And also, we always try to archive these broadcasts as well and get them up on the web after the fact so you can listen down the road as well. The lineups here tonight for these two teams, starting off with the Spartans, Xavier EHK and Coach Tom Peterson, 17-5 on the season. Here's their starting five tonight. Number 11, Claire Paulson, the 5'5 senior. Number 13, Rachel Smith, the 5'9 junior. Number 15, Sydney Parker, the 5'4 senior. Number 23, Mara Burmeister, the 5'6 freshman. And number 35, Kennedy Madsen, the 5'10 junior. That's your starting lineup for the Spartans. They're led by Rachel Smith, who averages 15 points per contest. She shoots 38% from the field and 26% from three-point range. Claire Paulson averages about 10 points per game and shoots 29% from beyond the arc, their best three-point shooter. They average about 53 points per game. They shoot 35% as a team, 26% from the three-point line, and 60% from the free-throw line. They've picked up 231 assists compared to 459 turnovers on the year. For Adair Casey on the other side, and Coach Corey Bartz, are 21-3, eighth-ranked team in the state, at the final rankings at the end of the year, coming into postseason. And here's a look at their lineup tonight. Number 10, Zoe Dinkla, the sophomore. Number 14, Emma Ferguson, the sophomore. Number 20, Shelby Sorensen, the sophomore. Number 42, Danny McCorkle, the senior. And also number 52, London Vice, the senior. That's your starting lineup for Coach Corey Bartz. And they really rely on London Vice as far as the scoring goes. She averages 26 points per season, or per game here this season. Shoots 54% from the field, so she is doing it in close range most of the time. And she is a decent outside shooter as well. Shoots 37% from three-point range. 8 points per contest averaged by Shelby Sorensen. And that's really as far as the two top scorers go, do most of the damage. They average 59 points per game, 40% from field goal range, 22% from three-point range, and 68% in free throws. We'll listen in now here tonight as we get started for your national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's lessening whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night o'er the
National anthem taken care of here tonight. Plowman girl for the Adair KC Bombers. And, hey, sit on the bench, get ready for basketball game, and knock people's socks off singing the national anthem. Doesn't get much better than that. Finishing up here for the Bombers, they have 283 assists compared to 481 turnovers here on the year. And leading the rebounder is also London Vice. So that's a look at the lineups there for you. Once again, for the Spartans, it's Claire Paulson, Rachel Smith, Sydney Parker, Mara Burmeister, and Kennedy Madsen. For the Bombers, Zoe Dinkla, Emma Ferguson, Shelby Sorensen, Danny McCorkle, and London Vice. The winner will play on Monday night at Guthrie Center High School against the winner of Arweva, Kingsley Pearson. It's also going on here this evening. We're ready to go. The whistle's blown in the center circle. It's McCorkle and Smith, and the ball is ready to be put into play, and the tap is up, and it's going to be controlled. Loose on the floor still is tapped away, almost taken by the Spartans, and then tied up on the floor. Again, it was a jump ball possession, so we're going to have to jump it back up here again. It came down awkwardly in a spot where nobody came away with the basketball, and since it is a jump, the other player that got tied up at the beginning of the game has to go in the center circle, so Burmeister now will jump it up here against McCorkle. And we're ready to go. The ball is in the air. The tap is going to be knocked out of bounds off of the hands of Adair Casey, so Zyra EHK will get the basketball here to start the possession here for the ball game. The possession arrow will belong here early on to Adair Casey. So inbound for the Spartans, and they'll start things off now here with the first offensive possession. It's Sydney Parker out front. She goes left side to Burmeister. Back to Parker at the top. They go right side. A shifting 2-3 zone here by the Bombers. Left side, Burmeister's going to fire up a three ball. That's no good. Knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Vice underneath. Rachel Smith will now inbound here for the Spartans. Once again, a jam-packed house here at Adair Casey High School. Of course, we knew that was probably going to be the case. And now trouble for Rachel Smith trying to get it inbounded. Added nobody to find, and she gets the five-second call. So they turn it right over here quickly to Adair Casey. So Zyra EHK on their first possession turns the ball over. And now the Bombers will have it on the other end. Ferguson on the outside. It's Emma Ferguson back over to Zoe Dinkla. Dinkla on the right side, throws it in the corner here to Vice. London Vice will put it on the floor, now over to Ferguson. She'll drive in, go to the basket, missed the shot, rebound taken down by the Spartans, knocked away, then picked up by Rachel Smith. She'll run the other way, over to Parker, stopped. She tries to bounce it back down low. It's taken away by Vice. She has it on the floor, and now we have a tie-up. And it's going to belong here to Adair Casey. And actually, no, it wasn't a tie-up. They say the other player was laying on the inline, so I'll turn it back here to the Bombers. Back in the left corner now, London Vice with it. We'll dump it around the horn. Here's Zoe Dinkla out top. She'll back it back out. Spartans also employing kind of a box-and-one look. Sydney Parker is trailing all over the floor against London Vice. She has it now in the corner. She pump fakes, gets some space, steps back and knocks down a two just inside the arc to get the scoring here tonight going as the Bombers take a 2-0 early lead. And now a turnover on the other end. Parker lost it. Stolen by Vice. Up ahead to McCorkle. She'll throw it ahead. It's knocked out of bounds by the Spartans. We'll stay with Adair Casey here underneath. Three early turnovers here by the Spartans. And Adair Casey with the early 2-0 advantage. They'll inbound it here. And key it into the corner. That's London Vice jumping up for one there from the baseline. And she knocks that down as well. Smashes it straight home. And it's now 4-0. Now a pass up the floor, tipped and stolen. London Vice with the steal. Back up the floor now. It's picked up by McCorkle, and she'll dump it across now out top. That's Sorensen. Now back to Dinkla. So another bad break there for the Spartans as they throw it away. Down low, here's McCorkle. She'll dump it back out. Dinkla, the free throw line jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kennedy Madsen underneath here for Xyra EHK. They'll run up the floor. And all the way in the lane, a runner on the way and good by Mara Burmeister. The freshman knocks one down running through the lane. 4-2, 5:45 left to go first quarter here. Pass now for the Bombers in the corner. They'll dump it down low to McCorkle. She'll kick it back out. Here's Emma Ferguson out on the arc. Dumps one up, no good. Rebound on the floor. McCorkle picks it up. And now they'll get a key possession as they kick it back out front. Dinkla left side over to Ferguson. Ferguson dribbling slowly with it. Now we'll dump it across once again to Dinkla. They settle into the still that box and one. Parker still trailing Vice. And now a traveling violation underneath. They got it down to McCorkle on the block. She shuffled her feet as she tried to pass it back out. So they'll turn it over now here to the Spartans. Sydney Parker checks out. Up off the bench is Rachel Walker here for Xyra EHK. They also bring in Maggie Rasmussen as Claire Paulson checks out. So the inbound now, and Rachel Smith will push it up ahead here, right side. Walker stops and picks up her dribble. Don't she walk with it? Shuffled her feet a little bit as she got across the timeline. But Air Casey back with the basketball. You can just sense the intensity on the faces of these players here early in this one. Everybody kind of on edge a little bit. Pass in the right side corner, McCorkle. Back now to Dinkla. She'll pop one from the elbow, splash it home. Zoe Dinkla, the bucket from 15, and it's 6-2, Bombers. Rachel Smith will kick it up left side now into the hands of Burmeister. Chipped and stolen. Sorensen up ahead to McCorkle. The run-out lay-in is good. And we're going to have a timeout for the Spartans. Coach Tom Peterson not liking the way things are starting. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 8-2, Adair Casey, the early advantage here. 4:45 left to go in this first quarter in this 1A Region 8 semifinal. Six early turnovers here for the Spartans. They're a team that likes to get up and down the floor, and they are going to have their share of turnovers each night out, but this is a little bit more than you would like to see. They haven't been able to get themselves into the front court and get set up consistently on the offensive end yet, and that's what Coach Peterson, I'm sure, is still touching on, trying to get his girls to settle down and take a little bit better care of the basketball. Lots of other postseason play going on tonight. We'll try to highlight some of those games as we go on throughout the evening here as well. The inbound pass will be shuffled in here to Rachel Smith, and now she traveled as she got up the floor and stopped and shuffled at the top of the key looking for someone to pass it off to. Rack up seven turnovers here now for the Spartans. Inbound pass now. Zoe Dinkle is going to bring it across the timeline. She'll throw it in the right corner now here to McCorkle. Back up top, Dinkle. They work it around left side. Here's Ferguson now in the corner. Vice got open for a moment. She takes the shot and knocks it down. A late hand in her face, but she buries it from about 16 feet, and it's 10-2. Bombers on top. Right side pass now. Drive there by Paulson. She picks it up, throws it back out front. Here's Burmeister hanging it back down to Sydney Parker, who will reset things out top. Parker picks it up, dumps it back to Rachel Smith. She'll try the three ball way outside. It was partially tipped, I believe. But they're going to say not the case. Yeah, Rachel Smith thought she was going to get the ball back, but the Bombers are going to get it. They're going to give it to Adair Casey. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. 10-2. Bombers lead the Spartans. Here's Ferguson now on the other end, and they have a foul underneath the basket, and that might be against, no, it's going to be against Adair Casey. Going to go the other way. That's the whistle there underneath against Danny McCorkle. She picks up her first foul, and that's the first foul here of the contest as well. Inbound pass, little three-quarter court pressure put on again here by the Bombers. They've been doing that here early on in the game, trying to trap at the half-court stripe. The Spartans able to break press up ahead. Parker will stop and fire one inside the lane. Missed it. Rebound putback is good by Mara Burmeister. She's got all 4 points so far here for Xyra EHK. Zoe Dinkla back the other direction now. 3:29 to go in the opening quarter. Ferguson right side over to Dinkla. Dinkla hangs on to it now, dumps it in the corner. It's knocked away by Rachel Smith. It'll stay with Adair Casey on the far side. Once again, the winner of this one will take on the winner of Arweva Kingsley Pearson. That game being played at Arweva and Westside tonight. That'll be on Monday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be played at Guthrie Center for that final. Now Vice off the inbound will go baseline, and some contact and a blocking foul going to be whistled underneath. A late step over there by Kennedy Madsen, and she's going to get hit with the foul. First foul against Xyra EHK. Inbound here on this near side. We sit on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium here. Inbound was lost there as Sorensen just couldn't hang on to it. She turns it over, so it goes right back here to Xyra EHK. Spartans are working from left to right here in this opening quarter. They'll get it up ahead right side now here to Paulson. She might get away with a walk. Now loses it on the floor, and it's going to be a tie-up on the floor, and jump ball in the possession area belongs to Adair Casey all the way back to that opening tap. Substitution now, Maggie Rasmussen back in here for the Spartans as Paulson will come out. Now we're going to see Taylor Paulson check in as well. She's going to come in and replace Madsen. So up the floor here. Bombers now will bring it up. Throw it left side here to Ferguson. Emma Ferguson in the corner. London Vice back outside Ferguson. Right side they go to Dinkla. Dinkla will dump it into the far corner here. McCorkle. She'll stop and fire one there from just inside the arc and knock it down. Bombers are knocking down shots here early in this one, and that's why they have the advantage, 12-4. Up the head now, the Spartans throw it away. Burmeister, a bad pass to Sydney Parker, was too tall, and they give it right back. Now up off the bench here, we've got Miranda Plowman checking in here to get in the ballgame for Adair Casey, as McCorkle will get a seat. Here's Dinkla now off the inbound, bringing up the floor here. Still that box and one. Parker right now trailing Vice again. Here's Ferguson. Left side they go to Sorensen. Sorensen stops and fires it back across. Dinkla, the three ball on the way, off the mark. Rebound tapped out and almost saved by Burmeister. She couldn't quite get there soon enough. And they'll stay with Adair Casey on the baseline. Bombers wearing their home white uniforms with the black lettering and the black and gold trim. For the Spartans, they're wearing their road maroon uniforms with the white lettering and the white and black trim. The inbound pass comes in to London Vice. And they kick it back in the corner. Here's Zoe Dinklow. The three ball is short. Rebound comes out long, and Burmeister picks it up. Pass up ahead now. Paulson just checked back in here. Claire Paulson. Get it ahead to Taylor Paulson. Now it's over to Rachel Smith. Up top to Burmeister. Left side Smith. 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Spartans will reset. Rachel Smith out high. They haven't found a way to penetrate the zone yet. Here's Smith. Stopping, firing, and sneaking down along the baseline is Burmeister. She catches the pass, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Miranda Plowman's going to pick up the foul. And we've got shots coming here for Burmeister. So a better job of finding somebody down underneath that time for the Spartans. They've had a tough time getting anything going to the basket because Adair Casey really packing in that zone. Here's the first free throw up and good. So Burmeister continues to be the lone scorer so far here for the Spartans. There's, she knocks that one down. She's got one more coming, and that one's also good. 12-6. Here Casey with the half dozen lead in the basketball now. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Right side, Zinkola will throw it into the far corner. Now they get it inside. Vice trying to run in there. Had it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Adair Casey. The inbound coming here from underneath, it will be Zoe Dinkla to key it in. Gets it inside to Ferguson. Ferguson loose on the floor with it. Now bumps it back outside to Dinkla. And now we've got a fight for it and a 3 second violation, they say, in the lane as the ball was being fought for. So that'll give it back now here to the Spartans. Inbound pass here. Rachel Smith kicks it across to Paulson. Now left side they go. It's Rasmussen back to Paulson. Up ahead, Rachel Smith. She'll drive baseline all the way to the rack. Dumps it across with the pass. It's poked away. Loose on the floor. Smith picks it back up. Now she'll drive back into the lane. Float a tough one in traffic up, and it dances home. Rachel Smith gets her first bucket, and the first person other than Mara Burmeister gets some points for the Spartans, and it's back to a 4-point game, 12-8. Inbound pass now. Ferguson will have it. She'll dump it down low here to Vice. It's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and Vice touched it last, so the Spartans get it back. Now Adair Casey suddenly turning things over. McCorkle's going to check back in. Ferguson coming out now for the Bombers. Paulson and Rasmussen back out. Parker and Madsen back in for Xyra EHK. Inbound baseball pass up the floor here to Sydney Parker on the left side. She'll stop now and back it back out. Guarded closely out there by McCorkle. Parker. Oh, she's almost stepped on the half-court line. Now they pass back here to Smith, and it's loose on the floor. It was knocked away. Burmeister had it and then rolled over, so she gets called for the walk. And they'll give it back now here to Adair Casey. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter now. 12-8. Bombers the lead and the basketball, and Coach Bart's just telling Zoe Dinkla, settle this down. Let's get a good look here at the end of the quarter. Here's London Vice left side. She'll bounce it back now to Dinkla. Shot at the free throw line. Dances off, no good. Rebound bounced out, and Claire Paulson comes up with it. Paulson now will dribble up against some pressure. She'll throw it over left side to Parker. Parker drives inside. Now stuck, dumps it back out to Paulson. Right side they go. Burmeister, she flashes baseline. tried to pass it across the lane to Madsen. It was knocked out of bounds, and they say Madsen touched it last, so she will now turn it back over. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Some three-quarter court pressure. The box and one here look from the Spartans. Up the floor here, London Vice. 12 seconds, crossing over, gets to the lane. Shot up and good, and the foul call. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. A quick pass up the left side, and then London Vice immediately going to the bucket, and she gets fouled as she throws it up and knocks it home, and she'll have a chance here to complete a three-point play. And the foul whistled there against Sydney Parker. That'll be her first. London Vice with the free throw try now here, and it's up and good. 10 seconds on the clock here, 15-8. The lead now here for Adair Casey. Here's Rachel Smith in the middle. Lost it for a moment. Up to Burmeister. 4 seconds. She'll launch a three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound and a foul called on Zoe Dinkla as she hit Claire Paulson over the top there trying to get that rebound. It'll be inbounded underneath now here for the Spartans with just 1 second showing on the clock. So a catch and shoot here. Rachel Smith gets it into Madsen. A quick shot. It's blocked by McCorkle. And that'll end the first quarter of play. 15-8. Oh, they are going to call it a foul. They are going to call that a foul there at the end of said he got a piece of the arm. I thought it looked like a clean block. Of course, both sides have differing opinions on how that should have been called, but Plowman gets called for the foul. It was actually Miranda Plowman that got up there. Her second foul. And now we've got, it should be 42. I think they're trying to get it straight here. Madsen knocks down the first free throw, and she knocks down the second as well as she got to stand alone at the free throw line and knock down a pair here at the end of the quarter. We'll check that foul for you in a moment as well. We'll take a break. 15-10, Bombers lead it. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug in Avoca features a total home health care plan and Carlton greeting cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Special also. That's Carly Drug in Avoca. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita, 762-3803. Safeguard Business Systems, with computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Here, Casey High School head to the second quarter as Spartans start off with the basketball here in the quarter. They try to entry pass it down underneath. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will stay here with the Spartans. A couple of substitutions now here. Emma Ferguson back in. Also into the game here is Anna Mulder for Adair Casey. Rachel Smith having trouble finding anybody again. Now she'll lob it up high here to Parker, and they get it inbounded. Right side pass, Rachel Smith. She'll drive, stumbling through traffic, throws one up. It was short. And then try to be saved by Burmeister along the baseline, and it does end up hitting Ferguson and going out of bounds, so the Spartans are going to keep it. 15-10. It's the lead for Adair Casey here, and that was the end of the quarter score as well, as Kennedy Madsen got to shoot a couple of free throws at the end as time was out. Here's the pass inbound, a pump fake by Smith. She jumps it now off here to Burmeister. She missed the shot, rolls off the rim. The rebound here to Zoe Dinkla. She'll bring it up the floor. They did credit that last foul, by the way, to Miranda Plowman, even though it looked like it was McCorkle, but that's what it ends up staying on the score sheet in that play at the end of the quarter. Back the other way now. Bombers have it here on the outside. Here's McCorkle back over up top. Now they work it out to Ferguson. In down low. Mulder turns and banks one off the glass and in. They gave her a little bit of space, and she just quickly took the shot. 17-10. Now the Spartans get it up the floor. Rachel Smith, she'll stop and fire an open three. Missed it long, and now a foul called on the rebound try. It's going to be whistled here against the Spartans. So Adair Casey will get it. That's going to be whistled there against Claire Paulson. She'll pick up her first. Third team foul here against Exira EHK. Back up the floor now here. We've got Dinkla throwing it to your left side. Ferguson now outside McCorkle. They work it around the perimeter. Dinkla stops and fires one from 15. Just off the back iron. Rebound though, McCorkle. Back to Ferguson, and Adair Casey resets. Right side in the corner to Weiss. Weiss pump fakes. Kicks it back out now. Dinkler across to Ferguson. Now they try to force it into Weiss. It's tipped and stolen. Spartans back the other way. Here comes Burmeister in traffic. Floater on the run. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Adair Casey. So the inbound now here from Rachel Smith underneath the basket. Spartans trying to climb back in here. They trail by seven. Inbound here to Claire Paulson. She'll dump it out to Parker. Parker sends it across. Rachel Smith open for a three. Off the mark. Rebound. Another foul. Claire Paulson pushed off trying to get to the basketball. And she picks up her second, fourth team foul against the Spartans. And back to the Bombers. Maggie Rasmussen back in here for the Spartans. Claire Paulson will come out. Shelby Sorensen back in for Adair Casey. Anna Mulder comes out. Adair Casey will bring it across the timeline now as they'll set it up in the left corner. Ferguson down to Weiss on the baseline. Back to the free throw line. A jumper on the way by Dinklet. No good. Just off the back iron again. And the rebound this time here to Kennedy Madsen. Rachel Smith lost the handle on it and then stumbled as she tried to desperately throw it back across the floor, and she gets called for the walk and turns it right back over. So now the Bombers will inbound here at midcourt. They'll send it up ahead here to Sorensen. She'll quickly fire the three ball. High arcing shot came out long. Weiss picks it up. Back to Sorensen. She'll drive baseline all the way in. Shot up. No good. And the offensive foul call. Setting up underneath was Madsen waiting for. And Selby Sorensen picks up the offensive foul. That's team foul number five against Adair Casey. 17-10. 5:51 left to go here in this first half. Adair Casey leads Exira EHK. Now Rachel Smith has body bumped up the floor, and Dinkla is going to pick up the foul as she came in from behind. One of those deals where Smith knew the body pressure was coming. She just kind of stopped to let the contact come to her. Second foul against Dinkla. Inbound pass now here, and Sydney Parker will bring it in. They'll dump it in the middle. Too tall for Madsen. It's stolen. They throw it away. Up the floor, Sorensen will throw it right side. Now back out to Sorensen. She pump fakes. Back to McCorkle on the right side. She'll drive into the elbow. Dump it back out to Dinkla. Left side to Ferguson. Ferguson now to Weiss baseline. Dump pass there to Sorensen. Quick jumper. Good. Nice look there that time from London Weiss. And a full timeout taken by the Spartans as they want to talk things over. 19-10. Adair Casey leads it. 5:21 left to go first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cullen & Associates. Visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements, and annuities, along with farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen & Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, we've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and we'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. CAFS Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. CAFS Incorporated, enriching lives every day.
Welcome back here to Adair Casey High School. We head here to the final 5:21 of the first half, and it's a 19-10 lead right now for the home team, Adair Casey, over Exira EHK here in this Class 1A Region 8 semifinal. Spartans trying to break pressure. They do get it up the floor. Right side to Smith. Now she'll dump it in the corner, and trapped is Madsen. She's stuck there. Gets out of it. Throws it away to Parker. Now up top. Parker with the basketball out front. Will dump it over right side. And now they work it back around the perimeter. Dump down low. Lobbed in. Shot up and good off the glass and in there that time by Rachel Smith. Nice give down to her underneath. And it's 19-12. Bombers basketball, and Ferguson has it on the outside on the left wing. Now to McCorkle. She gets a screen, stops and fires a jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound, Madsen. And she'll throw it up ahead, and now she'll throw it away. Too far out in front of Mara Burmeister, and it turns right back over to Adair Casey. Inbound now, McCorkle will dump it in here to Dinkla. and they'll walk it back up here. 4:30 left to go in the first half. 19-12, 7-point lead for the Bombers. Here's Shelby Sorensen, dumping it back outside. Dinklin out of Ferguson. Ferguson drives in the lane, and she's bumped, and we're going to call a foul here inside. That's going to be whistled against Mara Burmeister. It'll be her first. That's the fifth team foul now here against the Spartans. Taylor Paulson checks in. Kennedy Madsen comes out for Xyra EHK. Inbound pass will be lobbed way out high here for McCorkle. And now she waits and hangs on and gives it back to Dinkla, who inbounded it. Dinkla out top. Left side over to Ferguson. Now they go to Weiss along the baseline. Back outside. Over to Dinkla. Now she'll step to the right wing. Over to Sorensen now, right corner. Bounce back outside. Now here's Ferguson. Dumps it down to Weiss underneath. Got position. Turns. Faces up. Knocks it down off the glass. Got just a little space again, and London Weiss able to knock that home. 21-12, Bombers up the floor. Spartans break pressure quickly. Left side, Rasmussen will try a three. That's good. The first triple of the game belongs to Maggie Rasmussen, and at a time when her team really needed it. 21-15 now, back within six. Up the other way, Ferguson now will dump it right side here. Dinkla, Ferguson again, now Weiss. Weiss baseballs it back up top now here to Dinkla. Dinkla dribbling, dimps it over to Ferguson. She'll step in, drives in the lane. Contact there and a blocking foul. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. She really just lowered herself and drove into the lane. And Coach Peterson wanted a traveling violation. She thought she stood her step to get herself to that spot. But they call the foul inside against Taylor Paulson. That's the 16th foul now here against the Spartans. And Emma Ferguson will go to the free throw line here for a pair. First one up and good. One more coming now here from Ferguson. Ferguson up and good. So she knocks him down. 23-15. Inbound now, Sydney Parker will throw it up here right side. It's Rasmussen down low to Paulson on the block. Got it by Weiss, and oh, she stumbled with it. She caught the pass up high, and she was kind of off balance. Ended up having to shuffle her feet. And that turns it back over. Kennedy Madsen back in. Taylor Paulson will come out. Bombers with the ball here. And Zoe Dinkler will bring it up the floor with 3:13 left to go in the opening half. And they have a 23-15 advantage. Emma Ferguson now to Weiss here in the baseline. Back now here. Free throw line again. A jumper by Dinkler. She can't hit that one as well. She's just been a little bit strong on those shots all night long. She's had the open looks, but hasn't been able to knock many down. Up ahead now, Parker breaks pressure. Tried to pass it across. It's tipped and stolen, though, by Weiss. Up ahead now to Dinkla on the run out. Left-hand layup doesn't go, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Almost got that one to roll home against Mara Burmeister, who will pick up her second foul. Back and forth we go. Zoe Dinkla at the free throw line here for a pair. 2:49 to go in the half, and the first one is up and good. One more coming now for Zoe Dinkla, a sophomore. Able to put that one on. It's a little bit too strong that time. Rebound by Madsen. 24-15, the Casey advantage over Xyra EHK. Now the Spartans will try to work it around the outside. They'll lob it, a skip pass across Burmeister. Down immediately inside Rachel Smith. The turn, the jumper rolls home. Softly off the front of the rim now that time. Nice shot by Rachel Smith. She's got six. 24-17. Bombers 7-point advantage. Here's Ferguson. Dumps it back now to Dinkla. Dinkla on the outside. Back over to Ferguson. Now they try to get it down low. Tipped and stolen. Burmeister's tipped and stole it away. She'll run it the other direction herself. All the way. And no, she got called for the carry. Ball came up on her a little bit. And she gets called for the carry as she tried to get to the hoop. Back to the Bombers. 2:13 to go in the half. 24-17. Adair Casey on top. Here's Dinkla. Left side over to Ferguson. And now another tip by Burmeister. She was looking right at her. Threw it right in that area. McCorkle really had no chance of getting to that basketball. And Burmeister's been right there. But it goes out of bounds this time. So Ferguson is going to check out. And that's exactly what the coach is going to talk to her about. Anna Mulder comes in. Inbound pass will come up high now here for Dinkla. Dinkla now here to McCorkle. McCorkle hangs on to it, goes back to Dinkla. They're really trying to keep the ball away from London Weiss, and she's been trying to work along the baseline to get it. A step in and a jump shot by McCorkle is good. Right inside the free throw line. She's got 6 points. They get 26-17. Now quickly the other way. Spartans, a baseline jumper by Madsen. They found her open. She missed it. Rebound now here by Dinkle, and she'll bring it up the floor. Now Rasmussen comes in and knocks into her, but they say Dinkle touched it last. They don't get the foul call, and it'll be back to the Spartans. That was tough contact there that time, but Spartans will inbound. 1:30 left to go here this opening half. Rachel Smith out top with it, 26-17. Now the drive by Parker, kick out, pump fake Rasmussen. She shuffled her feet as she tried to take off with it. A classic, getting too excited to go with the basketball, moving before you put it on the floor, and gives it right back. Here's Dinkla, over to McCorkle now. They lost Mulder there, and she's wide open on the other side, and she hits a shot off the glass and in. That's a couple of times. Both of her baskets have been like that. I want to keep her in there. She's sneaking down there on the block. 28-17 now. Back the other way. Spartans, tough pass inside. Madsen couldn't hang on to it. It hit her in the chest because she wasn't ready. And then it's tipped and stolen away. McCorkle now to Sorensen. Left side they go here to Dinkla. She almost lost it, but hangs on and comes back outside. Over right side now it goes to McCorkle. McCorkle, right corner Mulder, back to McCorkle. She'll drive in the lane, tipped from her, and stolen. Sydney Parker comes out of the pile with it. She'll run up the floor. Parker has some advantage. Kicks it in the corner. Rachel Smith, she'll turn, stop, pump fake. Throws up an awkward shot as she turned back to the baseline. And comes back outside now, though the Spartans able to save it. There's Rachel Smith, 25 seconds left to go in the half, and now she looks to the bench to get instructions. Over to Parker, 20 seconds to go. Back now to Smith. Smith, going to hang on to it outside here. We'll get a couple of screens out front. Doesn't use either one of them right now. 7 seconds to go. Now she starts down the left side. Smith curls in, floats one up from the elbow, and got it to go. She got it to go home, inbound, and that'll do it here at the end of the half. The late bucket there for the Spartans cuts it to a 9-point game, but I think the Bombers feel pretty good about how things went there in the first half. 28-19, Adair Casey the advantage after our first half of play. We'll come back and talk about the numbers in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop, whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, they have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right or visit the American Pie Cafe, their 24-hour full menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today, 243-1392, Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops. Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you're buying great from someone you know. 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south, give them a call, 778-4557.
And welcome back here to Adair Casey High School. We're at the halftime break here between Exira EHK and Adair Casey, and it's a 28-19 lead for the Bombers here in this Class 1A Region 8 semifinal, as they had a pretty impressive first half, got out to a nice start, were really knocking down some shots early, and London Weiss got going early, even though they were trying to prevent her from catching the basketball, but she hit some tough shots early on, and she leads the way. She finished the half with 11 points, and 6 points also chipped in from Danny McCorkle, 4 points for Anna Mulder, 3 for Zoe Dinkla, and 2 apiece for Emma Ferguson and Shelby Sorensen. They were 4 of 5 from the free throw line. For the Spartans, they were led by 8 points from Rachel Smith, who got that bucket right there before time ran out at the end of the first half to cut the lead a little bit. 6 points for Mara Burmeister, who was the only scorer for a long time for the Spartans early on. They couldn't get anything going offensively early. Maggie Rasmussen finished with 3, and Kennedy Madsen has 2 in the game. They were 4 of 4 from the free throw line were the Spartans, so that's a look there at the scoring there for you in the first half of play. And foul situation, there's a few players with 2. Claire Paulson, Mara Burmeister both have 2 for the Spartans. Bombers have Zoe Dinkla and Miranda Plowman both with 2. here in the first half. So that's a look at the numbers there for you. Once again, Adair Casey leading here in half over Exira EHK, 28-19 here in this Class 1A Region 8 semifinal. Take another break, come back, and try to take a look at some other scores here for you and talk about what other games are going on here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hennings & Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Hennings & Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care. That's Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic.
And welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School. We're at the halftime break here as Adair Casey leads Exira EHK 28-19 here at the end of the first half. And a pretty entertaining game here so far. A great crowd on hand here as we expected here at Adair Casey High School. I'm going to try to take a look here now at some of the other scores we have here for you from action going on here tonight. First off, I'll just kind of set you up with whether games are going on here this evening. And we do have an update here for you at the half. It's 25-24. Arweva leading at the half over Kingsley Pearson. So that's a very close game there in that other semifinal matchup. The winner of this game tonight will play the winner of that one. And once again, at Arweva, it's Arweva leading 25-24 over Kingsley Pearson there at the end of the first half of play there with a good one going on in that one. So we'll keep tabs on that score for you here tonight as well. Some other games that are going on here around the area also. Take a look at other action that's going on in postseason play. In Class 1A, Region 6, Coon Rapids Bayard taking on Colonesco tonight. Martinsdale St. Mary's is playing at Ankeny Christian. In Class 1A, Region 7, Stanton is facing Fremont Mills. That game being played in Red Oak. Bedford is at Murray tonight. And in Class 2A, Region 7, IKM Manning takes on South Central Calhoun. That game being played in Rockwell City. Panorama is taking on Central Decatur as well in Greenfield in that same region. Class 2A, Region 8, Woodbury Central is at Hinton, and Tri-Center is at Trainer. And we do have some updated scores now here for you. It's IKM Manning leading at the halftime break, or excuse me, trailing at the halftime break. That one is 29-20 at the half, 29-20 South Central Calhoun with the lead at half there in that matchup. Another game that we have going on for you here this evening that we can get you updated on here. Panorama is leading Central Decatur 38-16 at the half. So it looks like Panorama having a pretty good go of it here so far tonight. That's in 2A Region 7. Stanton is up 28-16 at the half over Fremont Mills. That game being played at Red Oak. So Stanton leading there at the half in that one, 28-16 over FM. Also, Bedford leads Murray with 16-15 with 4:30 left to go in the first half there. Also, Trainer with a big lead at the halftime. They lead 45-24 over Tri-Center there at the halftime break in that contest here this evening. So that's a look at a few of those scores that we have going on in other games around the region here tonight. We'll try to keep you updated on some of those here as the evening progresses. Of course, the state wrestling championships are going on as well at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field bringing you live coverage and updates of all that action here tonight. And we'll have another update for you after our broadcast wraps up for this basketball game here this evening. And then he'll have one as well scheduled for around 10:30 later this evening after everything's said and done here on day number two at the state wrestling championships. We'll take another break, come back in to get you ready here for the second half of this one. It's Adair Casey leading 28-19 over Exira EHK. Back in a moment, you're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.
Welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School. We are at the halftime break here, and Adair Casey leads it 28-19 here after the first half here in this Class 1A Region 8 semifinal. Once again, winner will take on the winner of Arweva Kingsley Pearson on Monday night. That game will be played at Guthrie Center. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip time, and right now Arweva has a 25-24 halftime lead over Kingsley Pearson in that game here this evening. We'll try to keep our check on that one a little bit later on here this evening as well to see if we get you a final tonight, so we'll know whoever wins this one who they'll match up against. But we've got a ways to go here in this one. A good game here so far for you tonight. Once again, it's been the London Vice leading the way for Adair Casey with 11 points, 6 points chipped in by Danny McCorkle, 8 leading the way here for Rachel Smith here in this first half of play. Once again, a quick look here for you. The Class 2A semifinals and consolations are winding down here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That's some of the last wrestling action we have here for you. In the semifinals, Dylan Cox of Atlantic at 120 lost by a decision in that one. Also, it was a 2-0 decision. At 120, Blake Luna of Clarinda won by decision, 8-2, so he gets to move on to the finals. At 126, Darian Schwenke of Atlantic won by decision, 3-1. He'll move on to the finals. At 145, Chase Schiltz of Crescent Orion Maxburg, a winner by decision. He'll move on into the finals as well, as he won 3-1. At 170, Trevor Frayne of Crescent Orion Maxburg lost in sudden death overtime there. And also, Kale Stork of Harlan lost at 195. Also, Dallin Bendorf of Harlan lost at 220. Tyler Christensen of Atlantic lost at 220 on a tiebreak as well. That's some semifinal results for you in Class 2A. We'll have more of those wrestling results for you here later tonight. I'll have a full report after our game wraps up. We're ready to go with the second half now here as Adair Casey will start with the basketball, and they'll work from left to right now here as we work it on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium. And the Bombers will have it out front. Left it right side here for Weiss. She'll try a long jumper there in the corner. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Rachel Smith as we get underway. Smith lost it high, but she had her hand on top of the ball, so didn't get called for the carry. She goes all the way to the rack. Missed a shot there underneath. And a rebound by Weiss. Bombers will come back the other direction. Just underway here in the second half. 28-19 at Air Casey, the advantage over Exira EHK. Bombers wearing their home white uniforms with the black lettering gold trim. Here's McCorkle kicking it across to Ferguson. She'll step in, lost the handle on it. She was going to have an easy bucket, but she gets called for the walk instead. She lost the handle on the basketball trying to dribble to the basket. So a tough break there. And now the Bombers will put on some three-quarter court pressure. Here's a tip away by McCorkle, saved though by Parker. And she'll bring it up and kick it across down to Claire Paulson. Claire Paulson out front will dump it to Cindy Parker, and the Spartans will reset up their offense, working against that 2-3 zone again. Bombers sticking with that here as we start the second half. And another traveling violation. This time, Sydney Parker gets called for it before she stepped inside the lane. So the Bombers will get it back, and now pressure put on in the full court here by Exira EHK. They're going to try to defend the inbound. And Bombers having a tough time getting it in. A collision up the floor. Rachel Smith got up and knocked it out of bounds away from Sorensen. It'll stay with Adair Casey. They'll get to inbound now here on their side of the floor. And they get it in this time quickly to Dinkla. Dinkla out front, throws it in the corner to McCorkle. She'll drive inside the lane. Lost it, had it tipped away. Stolen by Claire Paulson. Up the floor to Rachel Smith. She'll drive, stop, and pop one from 16. Off the mark, rebound, and London Vice going to get called for a foul. Coming right across Madsen to get that rebound. Vice will pick up her first, and that's the first foul here of the half as well. Inbound pass from underneath here for Rachel Smith. She'll get it in, and Burmeister immediately walked with it. She took a step forward before she put the ball on the floor. So now the Bombers will inbound against that pressure. And they're going to have a tough time getting anybody open here. Dinkla does a good job coming straight to the sideline to get the ball there. And now she gets it to McCorkle. Now back to Dinkla. Dinkla's run into by Parker, and Parker's going to get called for the foul. That'll be her second. So the Bombers looking uncomfortable here dealing with the pressure, but so far, so good, able to hang on to it and force the foul there. Here's London Vice. We'll pick it up and dump it across now. They'll lob it into the corner to Emma Ferguson. Ferguson skipped across here to Vice. She gets the space, goes right to the rack. Adjusted her shot, missed it. Got her own rebound, though, and the putback is good. The player flashed right across in front of her. She had to adjust the shot, so she missed it, but able to get it right back and put it in. And now the Spartans turn it over. They break pressure quickly, but they tried to throw it right side to Rachel Smith, who was too far out in front of her, and they give it back. 30-19 now. The lead here for the Bombers. So lob it in the corner. Sorensen gets past the defender. She'll go to the baseline, and a blocking foul by Madsen, who couldn't step across and stop her quick enough. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two as she was just trying to throw up a shot. So Madsen picks up her second. And we'll go to the free throw line now here for Shelby Sorensen with a pair on the way with 6:07 to go in the third quarter. First free throw a little too strong. Missed that one. Get some encouragement here from her teammates, and now ready to shoot the second. Second one up, in and out, no good. Couldn't get that to fall. Rachel Smith backed away from it. McCorkle snuck around and stole her away. Smith thought her teammate was going to go grab it, and McCorkle sneaks in there and keeps possession now. Now they go to Ferguson, and they throw it away. Right side Emma Ferguson, and too far out in front of her, and she couldn't save it. Hanging on to the ball has been a tough battle for both teams really here tonight. Paulson now will throw it away. Throw it right into the hands of Dinkla. She jumped up and caught it like an interception on the football field and then immediately got a foul call. They whistle that against Claire Paulson. That'll be her third. She's the one that threw the bad pass, and now she'll check out as Maggie Rasmussen will come in. The freshman there trading out for the freshman. Inbound now to the corner for Sorensen. Oh, violation here for Derek Casey. They inbounded it. I never noticed. I guess that's something you don't see very often. Inbounded it to Sorensen, and she caught it, but she was inbounds, but the ball was across the line on the sideline, so it never, I guess, really technically entered play. So it would be considered a violation. So that'll turn it back over now here to the Spartans, something you don't always see. 5:51 left to go here in the third quarter. Up the floor, they'll throw it right side. Now it's tipped out of the air. Sorensen got a piece of it, knocked it out. Spartans will get a keep along the far sideline. Right in front of that camo-dressed Xyra EHK student section. They've even got a cow in the crowd. Inbound, Parker almost lost it into the backcourt. She's able to hang on to it, though. Parker out front, guarded closely. And now she stumbles, almost lost her pivot foot, able to hang on. Dumps it to Rasmussen, now back outside to Parker again. Living on the edge here a little bit for both these teams whenever they stop with the basketball. Now here's Burmeister, dumps it across to Smith down on the block. Blocked from behind by Vice and taken away, but then she traveled with it. She couldn't decide if she was going to keep the dribble or pass it off to McCorkle, so she ends up moving the pivot foot there and gets called for the walk. So took it away and then gave it right back. Inbound pass, here's Rachel Smith in the corner. We'll dump it back outside to Burmeister. 5:13 left to go here in the third quarter. 30-19, Bombers lead. Here's a drive inside. Rachel Smith in traffic, throws one up, rolls off the rim, no good. Sorensen gets the tap out rebound. Sorensen, the pass up ahead to Dinkla, layup, no good. It rattles off and falls off the rim. Oh, wow, she missed that one. And the rebound here to Burmeister, and now she's trapped in the backcourt, and the Spartans are going to call a timeout. Coach Peterson furious with his team for leaving her alone, and he's going to take a full timeout. 4:52 left to go, third quarter, 30-19 Bombers. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company that also offers wireless high-speed internet service to Cass, Adair, and Madison counties. We have no contracts, no usage limits, and no installation or equipment fees. Our plans start at $19.95 per month. Call 712-774-2221 or 888-774-2221 to set up your free site survey today. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, is also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
Welcome back now here to Adair Casey High School. After the timeout, Spartans will try to break pressure. They pass it across the floor, and they're going to get a foul call here as Maggie Rasmussen got run into by Emma Ferguson. She'll pick up her first. Second team foul against the Bombers. Spartans inbounding here, trailing 30-19. They haven't scored yet here in this third quarter. Left side pass, it's Burmeister. Inside, Madsen turning, and she walked. She got excited because she had a little bit of space there, but Weiss was going to contest. She shuffled the feet trying to go to the block. Taylor Paulson going to check in. Madsen going to come out. Inbound now here for Adair Casey. They'll bounce it in. It's Dinkla. Dinkla hanging on to it. She's trapped, able to dribble out of it, and they're going to call a foul. A little bit of the body getting into her there by Rachel Smith, and I think that's what they're going to call. Wasn't much room there. Surprised Dinkla didn't go out of bounds, but Smith will pick up the foul. That's her first. But that's the fourth team foul already here in this second half against the Spartans. Inbound here, Emma Ferguson. Quick pass to Weiss out in front of the pack on the run. Layup good and a foul call as Burmeister hit her late. Great job up the floor and a good look across there to London Weiss. She gets the bucket. And the and one opportunity here as Burmeister picks up her third foul. Fifth team foul against the Spartans. Free throw up and good by London Weiss. She's got 16 points now in the game to lead the way. Right side pass. Rasmussen gets it down low to Paulson. Turns, fires one up high, no good. Rebound batted around, still loose on the floor. McCorkle tips it over to Weiss, and they're able to control. Dinkla up the floor here. Right side pass to Sorensen. Sorensen lobs it down on the block to Weiss. Turns, puts one off the glass. No good. Got her own rebound. That shot blocked out of her hands by Rasmussen. Now loose. McCorkle picks it up. Over to Sorensen. She'll run into the defender, and we're going to get a block call there against Maggie Rasmussen. That's a tough call. Even though Rasmussen was moving, I think she had established the position. But she is going to get called for the foul. And it will be... Oh, they're going to call it a shooting foul, too. It didn't look like she had got the shot in process yet, but they're going to give it to her. And Sorensen is going to go to the line now here for two. The official did have something to say to Sorensen there before she's going to shoot these two. Maybe warning her about going so hard, ducking that shoulder. Now the first free throw is up off the back iron, no good. Madsen back in, Claire Paulson back in. Taylor Paulson and Rasmussen going to check out. One more free throw on the way. 4:01 left to go third quarter, 33-19. The lead for Adair Casey. Now this second free throw, no good. So Sorensen's been 0-for-4 here at the line in the second half. Rachel Smith dribbling out of pressure now after the rebound. Runs all the way up the floor. Floats one in there from 14 just inside the elbow. It's a flat line shot, but she got it to go home, and she's got 10 now. 33-21, that's the first bucket here of the second half here for Exira EHK at the 3:43 mark in this third quarter to go. Now the pass is low, knocked away. Dinkla had it, then Burmeister came from behind, almost had his easy strip behind out of her hands, but they say got a piece of the hand. So Burmeister's going to pick up the foul, and that's number four on her. So she's going to have to be careful now here down the stretch, and that's tough because she has really been a spark plug for them tonight. She started off with 6 points to lead the scoring early on when nobody else could get a bucket for the Spartans. And she's had a lot of energy on the floor since then. She'll check out now. Maggie Rasmussen going to come in. Zoe Dinkla at the free throw line here. And the first one is up and good. She got the free throw because that's the 17th foul here against the Spartans, so the 1-1 here. So Dinkla earns the second one. Buys it and knocks it home. 5 points for Zoe Dinkla. 35-21, the lead for Dare Casey. Spartans now will throw it up ahead. Here's Rasmussen, down low to Madsen. Turn, floats one up. It just rims out underneath, and Vice picks up the rebound. Here's Dinkla now up the floor. She's guarded closely by Parker out on the arc. They'll dump it right side now here to McCorkle. She gets a screen, curls around, and we're going to have a foul on the floor before she got to the lane. That's going to be Rachel Smith picking up her second, and we'll go back to the free throw line here for the 1-1. Eighth team foul here against the Spartans, so just like the previous two times, the Bombers able to get to the free throw on an awful lot. This time, though, McCorkle misses the front end, but they'll have a lot of chances to go to the line here, already in the bonus. Now the other way, Sydney Parker got a pass on the baseline, missed a jumper, rebound pulled down by Weiss. She was bumped into. Now Dinkla throws it away. Rachel Smith the steal, and she baseballed it up the floor. Rachel Smith right side, layup good. Nice job there by Rachel Smith to get the steal in the bucket. 35-23. Bombers advantage. Here's McCorkle out front. She'll drive, has a path to the basket, goes all the way in. Claire Paulson got her, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. That's number four on Claire Paulson. So the foul situation started to become a little bit of an issue here for the Spartans as well. They do play a lot of players, but when you get some of those key ones starting to drop off the floor and get a little bit limited with that bench, that can change things up. And the first one this time up and good by McCorkle. She'll get two this time, and it's going to be two from here on out. That was a 19th foul, so double bonus from here on out after this for Adair Casey. 2:35 left to go in the third quarter, 36-23, Bombers advantage, and McCorkle with one more freebie, and it's good. And a timeout, or no, a substitution to steal. So Miranda Plowman going to check in. As going to get a little bit of a breather here now for McCorkle. Inbound here for the Spartans. Little three-quarter court pressure again here by Dar Casey. Sydney Parker going to dribble through it, though, and get across the timeline. She picked up her dribble immediately. Now a kick. Ferguson got her foot in the way of that one. Spartans will have it here at the midcourt stripe. 2:27 left to go here in the third quarter. 37-23. Adair Casey on top of Exira EHK here in this regional semifinal. Pass left side. That's Walker who checked back in there. Now down low to Madsen. The turnaround in the lane. In and out, no good. She swats it away and gets the ball back herself. And now we have a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Adair Casey. Good hustle that time by Kennedy Madsen to keep the play alive. Foul whistled on Emma Ferguson, her second. That's just the third team foul, though, against Adair Casey. Inbound Parker. Rasmussen pump fakes, drives baseline, back to Parker. She stops and fires and knocks it in. Nice little inbound play there for the Spartans. Now the inbound here against pressure. Dinkla throws it up ahead to Weiss. Weiss able to dribble it across the timeline against Madsen. Picks it up, throws it away now. It's tipped and stolen. Taylor Paulson came up with it. Back the other way we go. Paulson over to Parker right side. She'll drive all the way to the baseline. Stop and fire and knocks it down. Back-to-back buckets by Sydney Parker and a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Corey Bartz and Adair Casey as it's back to a 10-point game, 37-27. Sydney Parker hadn't scored in the first half. She's hit two straight buckets now here to climb her team back within 10. They've been kind of hanging around that 12-14 point mark here for a while, and you just sense that the lead was never really going anywhere. That's kind of where we were stagnated at. But now a couple of buckets gets them right back into striking distance here. But Adair Casey only has two field goals, both from London Vice here in the second half. And now four field goals knocked down by the Spartans. They were slow to start, though. They didn't hit their first back bucket to get points in the third quarter until 3:43 left here in the quarter. And seems like this last couple of minutes have gone on for a long time. Inbound pass now here to Ferguson. She'll run up the right side of the floor. Gets the pressure down low now to Weiss. Weiss, oh, that's a tough call. She never had possession of the basketball. It was knocked around. It's not traveling until you have possession of it. She gathered it back up, but they say that she walked with it. So we will give it back here to the Spartans. up the floor, left side over to Smith. Now back up top. It goes to Parker. Parker over to left side of Smith. Now she looks to the bench. Get some instructions now. The Spartans try to set something up. Zoe Dinkler trying to pressure there on the outside as they shift that 2-3 zone still. Here's Ferguson, right side Rasmussen, back to Parker. She'll fire one up again just inside the arc, rattles out. Rebound tapped out long. Dinkler able to track it down in the corner. 106 left to go, third quarter, 10-point game. Bombers lead and the basketball. Emma Ferguson out on the left side. We'll dribble it back here to the top of the key. Ferguson over to Dinkler. Dinkler down to 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. She picks it up. She has nobody to help her. Now throws it away. Ferguson was falling down, and she tried to pass it to her. Rasmussen steal up ahead to Parker. Lay-in good. Sydney Parker with 6 points here in the quarter, and it's now down to an 8-point game. Pass up the floor. Vice is going to be fouled. Kennedy Mattson reaching across picks up her third. And now Vice will walk to the other end here for two shots. So that's where things are going to get interesting. They're obviously, Adair Casey a little bit more rattled here in this second half. And here lately, as the Spartans have been able to start to knock down some buckets with Sydney Parker, but they're going to have a chance here to ice things away more than likely at the free throw line if they just hang on to the ball and get those foul calls. And Vice does make the first one this time. She'll have one more coming. London Vice, a 86% free throw shooter on the season. And in and out on the second one. There goes my jinx. Inbound pass now here for the Spartans. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Now over to Parker. 38-29. It's a 9-point lead for the Bombers. Parker will lob it down low. Smith got behind. She got it on the block. Up and good off the glass. They've run that a few times now here in the second half. 38-31. 7-point game. Here's McCorkle now with it for Adair Casey. She'll bring it across the timeline against Smith, crossing over, gets into the lane. Now we'll stop and bring it back outside over to Dinkler. 1 second to go, and they're not going to get a shot off here at the end of the quarter. They weren't paying attention enough to the time on the clock, and they don't get a good look here. 38-31, Adair Casey the lead here after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give them a call today at 243-1833. And by Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
Back here at Adair Casey High School, this Class 1A Region 8 semifinal. It's a 38-31 lead for Adair Casey. As Spartans able to climb back in there late in that third quarter to get it down to a 7-point game. Rachel Smith will fire it across here over to Claire Paulson, who tries a three, and she opens it up with a triple here in this fourth quarter. It's a 4-point game, 38-34. Bombers now up the floor. They break pressure. Sorensen out in front of the pack. She'll go in for the land, but missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Burmeister. Now McCorkle goes up high and knocks that pass out of the air out of bounds. The Spartans will inbound here at the midcourt stripe. Tension starting to rise here in the gymnasium, and the Spartans making a rally here. 38-34, 7:25 left to go here in the ballgame. In the middle of the lane, Rachel Smith put one up in traffic. She got fouled. She missed the shot, so she'll go to the line here to shoot two. The foul is going to be whistled against Miranda Plowman. That's team foul number four against Adair Casey, but two shots coming now here for Rachel Smith. And she's got a chance to cut this to a 2-point game. And that's up and good. Rachel Smith makes the first. She's got one more coming here. Second free throw up and also good. Rachel Smith knocks them both down. 2-point game, 38-36. has it. Air Casey inbounds. Here's McCorkle up the floor. She'll drive right side. Now down underneath. Vice turns. Floats one up and rolls it in. Off the front of the rim and through. First bucket of the fourth quarter now for Adair Casey as they reach back out to a four-point advantage. 40-36. Up front, Aaron Claire Paulson dumping it inside. Burmeister turns, banks one off the glass and in. Burmeister with the bucket. Now the inbound. Here's Vice. She's caught and dumps it off to Sorensen. Stolen. Out of her hands is Parker. Up the floor, right side. Lay-in good by Sydney Parker. And a timeout for the Bombers as we're tied at 40. 6:38 left to go in the ballgame. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted, that's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Adair Casey High School. The Spartans have rallied all the way back here to tie this thing up at 40 apiece. London Vice gets the inbound, goes down the right side, got some room, and she runs right to the basket and lays one in here to take the lead back for Adair Casey at 42-40. 6:21 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Spartans throw it right side, now down underneath. Nice pass off to Kennedy Mattson, and she gets the bucket and ties things back up. Good quick passing by the Spartans that time. Now up the floor, London Vice gets across the timeline, picks up her dribble, off to Dinkla. Dinkla drives all the way right side to the basket and banks one in off the glass. 44-42, now we're trading blows. 5:55 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline, Parker will throw it now left wing here for Rachel Smith. Smith back to Parker, 5:44 to go in the ballgame. 44-42, Bombers on top. Now a pass to Rachel Smith. Her shot was blocked at the free throw line. They say Dinkla got a piece of the hand, so she'll go to the line here to shoot two. That's foul number three on Zoe Dinkla. And Rachel Smith right back to the free throw line. It was a 28-19 lead for Adair Casey at the halftime break. 38-31 at the end of three. And now Rachel Smith has one more free throw after she makes the first that could tie things back up here at 44. They first tied it up at 40 apiece. And she does. Nice pull up the line, knocks them both down. 44 all, 5:35 to go. Dinkla will bring it up to the floor. She'll dump it left side to Ferguson. Ferguson in the corner to McCorkle. Back outside, Ferguson. Ferguson puts it on the floor, drives in, floats one up, rims out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rachel Smith. Spartans with a chance to take their first lead here. Up the floor, Mattson, and a traveling violation. She turned and spun to the basket and got called for steps. The inbound pass now here for the Bombers. Dinkla will throw it left side to Ferguson. Now to Vice here at the high post. She puts it on the floor. Stops now and floats one up. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rachel Smith again. Spartans back the other way. Claire Paulson will bring it up and hand it off to Parker. 4 minutes, 53 seconds to go. We're tied at 44. Regional semifinal here in Class 1A District 8. Out front, it's Sydney Parker. We'll take a dribble and dump it off now to Smith, left side. They're being methodical this time. Burmeister baseline and a late whistle. She missed the shot, but they got a late whistle and a foul call, and she'll go to the line here to shoot a pair. Foul going to be whistled against London Vice. That'll be her second. And at the free throw line is Mara Burmeister here for a pair. has the 16th foul now here against Adair Casey as well. So Spartans will get the chance for the bonus here down the stretch as well. Chance for the Spartans to take a lead. I believe this will be the first lead of the game. And they knock it down. 45-44. Adair Casey takes a 30-second timeout here with 4:35 left to go. And Exira EHK has taken a one-point lead here with one more free throw coming. With that timeout, Adair Casey has two fulls left. The Spartans with a full and a 30 left. So both teams with a couple of timeouts still yet to take here, with what should be a couple of situations where they'll need to in a tight ball game down the stretch. This is a fun one. By the way, after the third quarter, Kingsley Pearson leads our Weaver 45-38. That was after three quarters of play in that one. That's the other side of this bracket. Here's Burmeister now back at the free throw line here for the second one on the way, and it's good. Burmeister knocks them both down. Spartans have taken advantage here at the free throw line. 6-6 here in this fourth quarter. They lead it 46-44. Zoe Dinklin now catches the pass, brings it across the timeline, runs right into Rachel Smith, and we're going to have the ball out of bounds. Dinkla ran into Smith. No contact call with the foul, but Dinkla stepped on the sideline. And now Coach Park's trying to get his team to come up here and play some pressure on the inbound. Sydney Parker will bring it up the floor. Dribbles right side all the way, stops and fires. Off the mark, rebound out long, and Madsen pulls it up. She'll turn around, and then she's hit by Ferguson on the arm. So she'll go to the line now for the 1-1. That's number 3 on Emma Ferguson, and Kennedy Madsen will get a chance now here at the free throw line. That's the 7th team foul. Madsen will line things up now here, trying the front end, and it's no good. Rebound comes out long, but Dinkla pulls it down. So the Bombers back with it. They now trail here by 2. Now a pass is kicked. They try to dump it down underneath the Vice. Burmeister got a foot on it. Bombers will inbound here in the near corner. McCorkle will send it in. McCorkle, Dinkla, Vice, Sorensen, Ferguson on the floor here for the Bombers. Some jostling going on inside. The official talking to the players down low. Now they're going to get them ready to inbound. And we have a foul here before the inbound even got off. They're going to call Madsen for a push-off underneath. Madsen gets whistled for her 4th. And now we'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots for London Vice. She's 3 of 4 at the line so far tonight. The first one is up and no good. Just falls off the front of the rim. Looked like it was going to have enough momentum to fall forward, but just couldn't quite do it. Vice with one more free throw to cut it back to a one-point game, and this one's in and out. She missed them both. An 86% free throw shooter, and she can't knock them down. 4 minutes left to go here. 46-44, Spartans on top. They have the ball back as well. Here's Parker on the outside with it. She's dribbling out front against Dinkla. Throws it back across now to Madsen. Madsen, pump fakes, kicks it back across to Smith. Rachel Smith with it out front. Smith back over right side. Now it's off to Burmeister. She scooped one up on the run. Missed it, though. Rebound by Dinkla underneath, and she's able to dribble out of pressure. Dinkla up the floor, right side. 3:31 in the corner to Ferguson. Ferguson back out to Dinkla. She'll put it on the deck. Stop and fire with a shot. Dances off the rim. No good. Rebound Rachel Smith. Spartans with the basketball back. Tough pass off to Burmeister. She's able to corral it, though. And now back over right side to Claire Paulson, and now Sydney Parker has it, and she is hounded by McCorkle. Parker in the corner to Paulson, down low. Kennedy Madsen against Vice, turns. Shot blocked, but she got a piece of the arm. She came down on her. She needed to stay straight up. She would have got the block, but she gets whistled for the foul. And London Vice will pick up her 3rd. And we'll have free throws coming here for Kennedy Madsen. 2 shots here. That was just a bad decision by Vice to bring the arms down. She was going to get the block, it looked like, anyways, but she came down on him. Missed the first free throw, though, so Madsen misses that one. No damage done yet. 3:07 left to go here in the game, 46-44. Second free throw by Madsen, up and splashes through. So So it's a three-point lead, 47-44. Spartans on top. Bombers back with the ball here. Here's Ferguson off to Dinkla. Dinkla out high with it. Spartans settle into a 2-3 zone. In the corner, it's tipped away. Burmeister got out in front of Weiss as they try to hit her in the corner. It'll stay with Adair Casey. They're not trailing Weiss right now. They're just making sure whoever finds her on the baseline there is running out with her. Person down in the bottom corner of the zone. Sorensen takes the inbound and fires a three. It's off the mark. Weiss the rebound. Bounces it back out to Sorensen. She almost lost it. Able to kick it back outside McCorkle. Down low, Weiss turns. Banker, good, and the foul call. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play that could tie it back up. The foul came right away, but a good job by Weiss making sure the shot was going up quickly. And that's it for Mara Burmeister. That's her fifth. She'll have to check out. You see the emotion on her face, and she's upset. She won't get to contribute here down the stretch, but she played a heck of a game here. She finishes with 10 points. Now the free throw up and good here by Weiss. She's able to knock it down and tie it back up at 47 all. 2:36 to go in the game. Rachel Smith trying to dribble through pressure, dumps it off to Parker. Parker now guarded out front by McCorkle. Will hand it back off to Smith. They extend the zone out. Coming to pressure, Smith. She'll throw it across to Claire Paulson. Paulson throws it in the corner to Rasmussen. She stops and kicks it back up top. Smith open for three at the top of the key, off the mark. Rebound comes out long. Sorensen tracks it down for Adair Casey. They have it back now here, tied at 47. Dinkla out front will slow it down, set something up here with 2 minutes to go in the game. Tied at 47 all. Left corner, McCorkle will hand it off to Weiss. She'll try the three in the corner. That's too strong. Rebound goes long, and I think it was last touch by Smith, and it was. Rachel Smith just got a piece of it, so it'll stay with Adair Casey. They catch a break. McCorkle set to inbound here. 1:52 to go. Inbounds to Dinkla. Spartans still settle into that 2-3. Left side over to Ferguson. Ferguson back up top now. Dinkla, right side McCorkle. Bounce pass along the baseline to Sorensen. Back to McCorkle. They work it around. Here's Dinkla over to Ferguson. Now in the corner, Weiss. Thought about the three again. Doesn't take it, though. Dinkla back out top. Now over to Sorensen. She'll try the three. And it dances around. No good. Rebound fought for. It was tied up. And, yes, a jump ball call. Madsen and Dinkla got tied up. There was a lot of contact, but I think that's a good call. And the arrow belongs to the Bombers, so they get to keep possession. 1:28 left to go here in the game, tied at 47. Bombers still with the ball underneath the basket now. They'll inbound. They'll fire it up high here to Ferguson. Back in the corner, they go to Dinkla. She'll dribble it back out to the top. Left side, Ferguson. A couple of dribbles for her. Now to Weiss back in the corner. Weiss to Ferguson, back to Dinkla. Now they work it back to Weiss. She'll try the three. Up and good. London Weiss, the triple. Gets the lead right back, 50-47. Up the floor we go. Right side, Rasmussen tries to answer just in and out. That one was almost halfway down and came back out. Would have been the answer to tie it back, but the Bombers have the board and the ball. Here's London Weiss with it now across the timeline. 52 seconds to go. They're trying to play keep away. Here's McCorkle on the outside. McCorkle will put it on the floor. McCorkle now guarded closely by Smith. They reach in on hard now. Weiss gets it, and she's fouled by Rasmussen. Not exactly who they wanted to send to the line, and that's why Coach Peterson's upset. But I guess the other side of the coin is that Weiss has missed three free throws here in the second half, which is very uncharacteristic for her. But she'll go to the line here to shoot two as Rasmussen picks up her second foul. And 42 seconds to go, a three-point lead for Adair Casey. Make it a four-point lead. Big free throw by London Weiss. She's got one more coming that could make the lead five. London Weiss up and good with the second free throw. She knocks them both down. The senior able to get her team an advantage. Now we have a timeout taken here on the floor. It's just a 30-second timeout taken here by the Spartans. They have one full left. We'll keep it right here. Adair Casey still has a couple of timeouts left here as well. They've got two left, two fulls. 42 seconds to go, 52-47. Adair Casey on top here of Exira EHK as the Spartans rallied back, first tied it at 40 apiece. We were back and forth there for a while. London Vice got a three-point play the hard way to tie it back up at 47, and then she hit a three to eke the lead back out to 50, and then just a couple of free throws to make it a five-point game. Bombers the advantage here now, and then Zyra will inbound. Here's Sydney Parker up the left side, guarded closely out there. She'll dribble into traffic, dribbles around it though. Bounce pass underneath, Madsen turns, leans in, gets fouled. She'll go to the line here for two shots. Emma Ferguson did a good job of staying straight up, but she didn't have the position. So Madsen will get the two shots here. That's the fourth on Ferguson. And to the free throw line here is Kennedy Madsen, the junior. Two shots here with her team trailing by five. First free throw off the back of the iron, no good. 30.5 seconds showing on the clock. 52-47, Adair Casey on top. One more free throw here for Kennedy Madsen to try to cut the lead to four. Free throw up and good. She makes one out of two. And we have a substitution here. Rachel Walker going to check in for Madsen as they're going to do offense defense here. They know they need a foul. So the full court pressure put on here. Dinkla having a tough time finding anybody. Now lobs it into McCorkle. McCorkle off to Vice. Vice reached in on by Smith, and she's fouled. She'll go back to the line here to shoot two. Adair Casey doing a good job of quickly getting the ball to London Vice, who they know is a good free throw shooter on the season, shooting 86%, and she just made a couple of key ones here a moment ago. She's going to go back and have another chance. That's the third foul on Rachel Smith. London Vice here with a pair. First one, good. So it's back to five, 53-48. 27 seconds to go. Second free throw here by Vice, up and good. It's a six-point advantage for the Bombers. Inbound here, Rasmussen will dribble the right side. Up to Claire Paulson. Claire Paulson back up top, Rasmussen across to Rachel Smith. She'll fire the three, off the front of the rim, no good. McCorkle the rebound, off to Vice, and now a reach-in foul here quickly against Rasmussen. Maggie Rasmussen will pick up her third, and it'll be McCorkle who will walk to the other end here to shoot two free throws. Looking like a tall task now here for the Spartans. Just 16 seconds left to go in the game. They trail 54-48, and McCorkle here a chance to add on to that six-point lead. She misses the first one, though. She'll have one more coming here. Winner moves on to the regional final. Second free throw up and good. McCorkle able to make one, and now Adair Casey will take one of their final timeouts. 16 seconds left, 55-48. We'll take a break. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insurance needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rick or Ron today. Whatever your sport, whether you're playing, at the game, or just listening, one thing's for certain, you're going to get thirsty. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company has been providing refreshment to Southwest Iowa for 100 years. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola. For Powerlift hydraulic doors, give Weyrich Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Weyrich Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415.
Come here to Sydney Parker, 13 seconds to go. She runs it up the right side of the floor. She's cut off there, loses her balance, stumbles and throws it back outside to Walker. Now it's tied up on the floor. It will be Spartan basketball here on the arrow, but they're down to just 7 seconds left to go here in the game. 55-48, Adair Casey on top of Exira EHK. The Spartans trying to hit some desperation shots here. Inbound pass will be baseballed up high. Rachel Walker, the three-pointer, up and good. She knocks that one down, and a quick timeout taken now here by the Spartans. They have just one full left, but we'll keep it right here. 55-51. The three-pointer there by Rachel Walker makes it a little bit of a possibility here. Just 3 seconds left, so not much time. They're going to need to foul here immediately. A four-point game, 55-51. And, by the way, the winner of this game, as we mentioned, moves on to the regional final coming up on Monday night. That game will be played in Guthrie Center. And the winner is going to face Kingsley Pearson. They knocked off Arweva tonight 60-52, so Kingsley Pearson will be the team on the other side of the bracket here. 3 seconds on the clock. 55-51. Adair Casey has been able to eke back a lead here and trying to hang on to it here at the end of the game. They'll inbound here after the timeout. Bombers have it. Dinkler will inbound it. She'll send it in here to Weiss. Weiss hangs on to it, and they're not going to foul it. They're just going to let time run out. They're just going to hope for a steal, and that's it. So heartbreak for the Spartans. Celebration for the Bombers as Adair Casey able to hang on here and win 55-51 over Exira EHK. And what was a terrific basketball game here tonight. That'll finish up the broadcast portion of this game. We'll come back and look at the numbers here and wrap it up here for you tonight in just a moment. Stay tuned. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut services any make or model, residential or commercial. They sell American Standard and Armstrong units. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut, 24-hour service, no overtime rates, 784-HEAT. That's 784-4328. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan.
Welcome back here to Adair Casey High School as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. And it was a 55-51 win here for the Bombers over the Exira EHK Spartans. As late in games, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, you always look to your star players to lean on a little bit. And Adair Casey got what they needed from London Weiss. She hits a big three-pointer late in the game, knocks down some free throws late as well to help ice it. And the Bombers get the victory here after what was a furious rally for the Spartans to take back a lead, as they were down 15-10 at the end of the first. 28-19 was the halftime lead for Adair Casey. 38-31, as late in the third quarter, the Spartans went on an 8-1 rally there at the end of the quarter to get it back within 7, and they continued that rally at the beginning of the fourth quarter. They roared back to a 40-40 tie as they rattled off a 9-2 start at the start of that fourth quarter to tie it up at 40. And then it went back and forth a little bit. Exira EHK was able to get out then to a lead at 45-44. Then they also led it 46-44. But then there was a 47-47 all game there at one point. Derek Casey was down by three. They got a bucket and an and-one opportunity that was knocked down there by London Weiss. And then she was able then, just a couple of moments after that, to knock down a big three-pointer to break the tie, get it to a 50-47 lead. And then she hit the free throws down the stretch to help seal the victory here as well, as she went to the line not long after that and made it a five-point lead. And then that was pretty much all she wrote, as the Spartans able to hit a late three by Rachel Walker to make it a four-point game. But that would be it, as Adair Casey wins this one 55-51. So the Bombers will move on, as they will be playing on Monday night at Guthrie Center High School. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time, and their opponent will be Kingsley Pearson. Kingsley Pearson defeats Arweva tonight in Westside, so the home floor for the Rockets, but Kingsley Pearson gets the win. So they won it 60-52. And they'll move on to that matchup then Monday. So Kingsley Pearson, Adair Casey with a trip to the state tournament on the line Monday night at 7 o'clock. Wrap up the final numbers here for you in just a moment. We'll take one more break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in Southwest Iowa. Danish Mutual Insurance Association, reminding you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. And by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Let their professional staff help you in properly pricing your home, showing it, and getting the best offer for you. Let them do the detail work for you. For the best in service, call Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Adair Casey High School as we finish up our broadcast here for you tonight. Starting to take a look here at the final numbers here for you as we wrap things up here this evening. And it was Adair Casey picking up the victory here tonight, 55-51, as they win this one here by getting some key play down the stretch and able to get the victory. Trying to finish up the free throws tallies here for you. A lot of them there in the second half here for the Bombers. As they finish here in the game, 16 of 26 from the free throw line. Yeah, 16 of 26 from the free throw line here to get the victory here in this one. And they were led tonight here, Adair Casey, by 31 points from London Vice. As I mentioned, she had the late bucket in and one to tie it. Got the three to take the lead and then hit a couple of free throws to help seal it. 31 points for her, 14 of those in the fourth quarter when they needed it. And she leads the way to get the win. 9 points for Danny McCorkle, 7 points for Zoe Dinkla, 4 points chipped in by Anna Mulder, two apiece for Emma Ferguson and Shelby Sorensen. For Exira EHK, they were led by 18 points from Rachel Smith, as she got 10 of those in the second half. 10 points tonight for Mara Burmeister, who ended up fouling out late. 6 points for Kennedy Madsen, also 3 points apiece chipped in here tonight. Or 8 points for Sydney Parker, three apiece chipped in by both Rachel Walker and Claire Paulson, as well as Maggie Rasmussen here in the contest. They were 12 of 15 from the free throw line, so didn't quite get there as often and ended up being pretty close as far as the makes the stripe here down the stretch. But it was part of the rally, too. The Spartans were able to rally back and get a lead at one point, but Derek Casey with London Vice making the plays at the end to get the victory. 55-51. They get the win here and move on to play Monday night against Kingsley Pearson in that regional final. Of course, other regional semifinals going on here tonight. We'll have those scores up for you later on here this evening on our website at KJN.com. But I need to get ready to step aside here because Jim Field is getting ready to give you another update here on the state wrestling championships at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll have another report here just after we finish up here here at the Adair Casey High School. Our next high school basketball will come your way on Monday night. We'll have a 3A doubleheader for you from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, as the first game will feature the top seed in the region, Glenwood. They'll take on Winterset, and the second game will be a matchup between Atlantic and Creston. So we'll have those games for you coming up on Monday night here with that doubleheader here on KJAN. Once again, the final tonight, Adair Casey wins it to move on to the regional final, 55-51 over Exira EHK. Going to wrap it up here tonight. I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Adair Casey High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Bryman's Interiors in Atlantic is your full-service furniture store. You'll find beautiful bedroom, dining, and living room sets. Stop in to browse through their gallery and check out their many accessories for your home. Bryman's Interiors in Atlantic on the east edge of town. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.